What it really boils down to at the base level is a question of how Google and its subsidiary of the YouTube service. As you all know, Google's essential business model is they make money off of selling advertising, and they base that advertising on information that they know about you, where you live, what you've been looking at, what websites you've searched. There's a whole collection of things that may or may not play a role in the advertising they give you. So the question that's raised by privacy advocates is, people who are watching YouTube videos given by statements given by Obama on YouTube, are they being tracked? And who controls that information, given that this isn't a simple matter of watching cute kittens do things on a video? This is something that's a base level.
Although that's really cool.
Yes, it is.
Well, didn't they change it, though? I mean, at first it was anybody who went to the site was assigned a cookie, and then it was just people who played the video were assigned cookies. Did you see they're changing how they're using this?
Well, it's fascinating to see how quickly the Obama administration is trying to figure out what is the right mix of privacy and publicity. Right now, they went immediately to let's change the cookies, and then they went to a test model of running it on a completely separate service provided by a company called Akamai based on Flash technology from the Adobe Corporation. At this point in time, the White House has backed off saying that they will no longer use YouTube and said that they did the Flash version as a test. So what's clear is they are, in fact, trying to listen to the privacy concerns, but they're not exactly sure how to do so when the audience on YouTube watching those kitten videos is so much larger than would be provided by their own service.
Well, and it's not only that, it's also the viral nature that YouTube sort of picks up, so people could put the president's radio address or whatever we're calling it these days, could put it on their own websites. And that's sort of one of the advantages that they, I think, really liked about it.
Exactly. And yeah. And we all know that you know, all kidding aside, social networking sites like YouTube or sites that involve social networking, Facebook, YouTube, etc., they have an enormous ability to have instantaneous outreach to constituents. And so from the political perspective, there is an immense amount of work being done right now to figure out how to do it. Now, one of the most interesting aspects of this as we move forward is you've got a different mindset when you are in campaign mode,
right,
and you are reaching out to people to try to get them to vote for you or give you money, and when you're running the government and have what amounts to the color of authority from everything from the IRS to the military at your disposal.
And we've seen a series of stories about this. In fact, as early as this week, the Washington Post had a story about how the sort of Obama administration, they're sort of coming in and figuring out how to use all these things. And it is a different framework when you're governing as opposed to when you're campaigning. All of a sudden, the Privacy Act applies, the archiving, you know, regulations and requirements apply, all those kinds of things. It's a different framework.
Exactly. Think of it this way. We all know about FOIA requests, and we all know the ability of reporters to find information. Well, if the government, if the Obama administration puts things on YouTube and keeps a track of the infamous cookies, so to speak, of those people, could a reporter go and get a FOIA request and start looking through the information of everybody who happened to be watching at that time? It creates some very fascinating privacy questions about what should be known about you, and also gets into some larger questions as we move into this next era of technology-driven government. We've been looking at it from the term of what is the cost of free. As we get all these free services, we know that there's a cost somewhere, and we'll need to take a very close look when our government is getting services for free. How do we, the taxpayers and the citizens, pay?
So where do you see it going from here? I mean, the genie is out of the bottle. It's not like we can go backwards at this point.
That's exactly right. I fully expect that the administration will work something out that will at least get the vast majority of the privacy advocates off of their backs. But I do think that we all, as citizens, need to be a little bit more aware and decide where we're going to give, where we're willing to give up some of our privacy, and where we really need the government to push for technological solutions to the privacy issues. There's a lot of people who ask simple questions, which is, why do they need to know this at all?
Right.
Why shouldn't I be able to watch it without any information being stored anywhere?